My name is Brady McCarty. I am 14 years old. Today's date is September 15, 2019. I'm speaking with Pamela Drew, my mother, and Darren Drew, my stepfather. We are recording this interview in Winona, Minnesota. So, Mom, what were the best parts about being a teenager when you were young?
Best parts about being a teenager was I had no responsibility as far as paying bills. I did work, but I was able to use my money for things that I wanted to. Yeah, I would just say the best part was not having bills and adult responsibilities.
And Darren?
Best part of being a teenager was the ability to have free time and not have to work all the time. You had to go to school, and if you wanted money, you had to work, but you had your own free time.
Okay. Darren, what were the hardest parts or biggest challenges for teenagers when you were young?
Biggest challenges for me as a teenager was probably social life. I was bullied as a teenager. I was bullied in school, so I didn't have much of a social life. I tended to be a loner.
Okay. And Mom?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
What were the hardest parts or biggest challenges for teenagers when you were young?
I would say the hardest part for me was feeling like an adult and wanting to be treated like an adult and make my own decisions, but not being allowed to. I mean, I see now in hindsight why they did what they did, but at that time I just didn't understand it.
Okay. All right, Mom. Looking back now, how would you describe yourself as a teenager? Happy, sad, stressed, excited, or other descriptions?
I would describe myself as a teenager as very naive and easily manipulated. I was a people pleaser. I always wanted to make other people happy, sometimes at the expense of my own happiness. And I allowed people to control me that I never should have given them that much power. So, in hindsight, I wouldn't necessarily say I was happy. I always felt like I wasn't good enough. And I think that was directly related to relationships I had. I always felt inferior to everybody.
All right, and Darren?
What was the question?
Looking back now, how would you describe yourself as a teenager? Happy, sad, stressed, excited, or other descriptions?
I was often stressed, but I was hardworking and energetic, willing to please.
Is that all of it?
That's it.
Okay. So this is your question too, Darren. How has media changed since you were a teenager, i.e. television, radio, newspaper, computers?
Well, the development of technology, the delivery of media has changed a lot, but media itself has changed. For the fact that we used to pick up the newspaper or watch the evening news and believe everything they say. And now you have different news outlets telling you different things. You have to educate yourself as to what you perceive as the truth.
Okay, and you, Mom?
Well, things have changed immensely. I mean, when I was a kid, if there was a certain show on TV that you wanted to watch, you had to be there at that time to watch that show, or you would miss it. You could set your VCR to tape it, but that wasn't always 100%. I agree with Darren's assessment that you literally had one media outlet, which was either television or newspaper. But with social media the way that it is, there's so much more information available. And with the internet, there's also so much more information available.
Mom, what were some of the biggest technological changes in your life, i.e. household appliances, cars, medicine, phones, etc.?
Well, phones, for sure. I mean, originally, only the rich people had phones, and they were the size of a shoe. Household appliances, I remember our very first microwave. That was incredibly liberating to my generation. I remember buying a VCR for the first time, and like I mentioned in the previous question, it was so cool to be able to tape a show and fast forward through commercials. But I would say definitely telephone and internet are probably two of the biggest changes.
You done?
I'd have to say internet and smart devices have changed so much the way we do things. When I was a kid and we would drive somewhere, I remember getting out the paper map and looking on the map to figure out where you were going. And now it's just second nature to pull up a GPS and figure out exactly where you are. I remember things as simple as a Walkman that you could listen to a cassette tape on. And before that, the only thing you could do is listen to a record at home or listen to the radio. Now you've got the device in your hand that's a phone, a GPS unit, the internet browser, a music device, a video device, all in one.
All right, this is also your question. What were some of the common jobs teenagers were interested back then? What did you do in order to get the job you wanted, education or training requirements?
Some of the common jobs that kids wanted to do as an adult when I was a teenager? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. That's okay. What the question says, I believe.
Well, when I was a teenager, kids in my class wanted to be mechanics, carpenters, welders. Of course, they wanted to be in the NFL. They wanted to be pro baseball players, but that wasn't realistic. We had some kids that went on to college, but college wasn't a big thing. College was something obscure that business people did, you know. What did I do? I went in the military to learn a trade, and pretty much from there I taught myself and did anything I had to do to get the job I wanted.
All right, and you, Mom?
I remember a lot of my friends were interested in teaching. A lot of my friends went to school to be teachers. But then after they started school, they found out that they wanted to do something else. So, in fact, I think Suzanne is even one of them. She started out, I believe, for education and switched over to accounting. I didn't want to go to college, and like Darren said, it wasn't as important back then, I don't think. I mean, I think people went if their parents went, but it wasn't something that everybody felt that they had to do like they do now. To get the job that I currently have, that I've had for 32 years, I went to a travel school in Florida. I completed a 90-day course of study, and I've been in the travel industry ever since.
All right, this is also your question, Mom. What were some of the biggest social changes in your life, i.e. work, school, family, fashion, religion, education, music, entertainment, sports, etc.?
As a teenager or...
Just social changes in your life in general.
Social changes in my life. Well, I got married very young. I left home very young. I literally moved cross country 3 times. Lived in many different places. Experienced many different climates. And I don't want to say cultures, because cultures isn't really the right word. But I experienced many different economies, many different cities and lifestyles, and leaving home at such a young age, I think it forces you to grow up very quickly because you're completely independent.
All right, and you, Darren?
Changes in my lifetime. When I was a kid, everybody wore bell bottoms. And now apparently people like skinny jeans. Music has gone from the Lawrence Welk show, big band on TV, to stadiums full of people listening to hip-hop music. In my day, sports players were somebody to look up to, and nowadays sports players tend to be extremely wealthy and not have good morals.
All right, this is a required question for you to answer, but we can come back to it. What were a few of the biggest political and economic events in your life? Darren.
A few of the biggest political and economic events. I would have to say the number one political and economic event in my life was probably triggered by September 11th, 2001. It was a Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
That war has changed the political and economic foothold of the United States ever since.
Mm-hmm.
What about the JFK assassination? Were you?
I wasn't alive for that.
You were not alive for that. Okay. And you, Mom?
Oh. I would agree with Darren. 9/11 was traumatic. It was horrific. It was... I still remember where I was. I still remember what I was doing. And I still remember the feeling of just complete and utter shock and hopelessness and anger. And I agree, it changed this country forever. I do remember I mean, this is kind of silly, but I mean, I also remember the wedding of Charles and Diana. I mean, as a girl, it was so cool. There was like a real life princess. And her death was very traumatic as well. And the other thing that I remember is the Challenger explosion. They made a big deal out of the fact that a teacher was going up in space for the very first time, and they literally broadcast that at all schools. And children watched a rocket blow up, essentially. Those are probably the 3 to 4 biggest impacts I remember.
Okay, so this one's for Mom. Do you have any fun or other stories that might be interesting to talk about?
Fun. I don't know. I don't know what you're looking for.
It can be anything.
Fun or interesting stories. I mean, for me personally, I will say that I have always been very proud of the fact that I was adopted. If I'm being honest, I think there is always going to be a sense of rejection. But at the same time, my mom and dad kind of drilled into my head that I was chosen. And I felt very proud of that. And I am very lucky to have my birth mother in my life right now. And we have an amazing relationship. And we've just gotten closer and closer over the past 22 years. And it's just a blessing. I feel like I have her, I have my mom, and I have, you know, my mother-in-law. I feel very blessed. I feel very, very fortunate to have what I do.
Okay, and you, Darren?
Fun and interesting stories. I always thought that it was interesting that I enlisted in the Navy when I was 16 years old, left when I was 17. And looking back on that time, kids nowadays at 16 years old can't figure out if they want to work at McDonald's or KFC. But I had no doubts of what I wanted to do at that point in my life. I think teenagers back then were a little more ready to just pick something and go for it. But I can look back at the Navy, I can look back on my life, and I can pick critical moments when there was just tiny little things that shifted different that altered the entire outlook of my life.
Alright. What advice would you give today's teenagers? Darren.
Work hard. A good work ethic is worth way more than a college degree. Now, if you have both, that's great. But knowing how to work, knowing how to problem solve, is a skill that I don't think they're teaching anymore.
What would I tell teenagers? What advice would I give teenagers?
Mm-hmm.
The advice I would give teenagers is take responsibility for your own actions. Stop blaming others. Stop saying it's not your fault. And if it is your fault, own up to it. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But I think one of the things that kids don't do is take responsibility for their actions. They try to get their parents to get them off the hook, or they try to say, well, it's not my fault, but it is your fault. The only person responsible for your life is you. The only person responsible for the choices in your life is you. The only person responsible for your grades is you. Stop blaming others and take ownership. And get off social media. It's not necessarily a good thing. And I worry that your generation is not going to know how to communicate with people face to face.
All right, Mom. Looking ahead to the future, what are you excited or worried about?
Well, I just told you what I'm worried about. Your generation lives on your devices. You don't know how to sit down and have a conversation with someone. If you're bored, you pick up your phone. We could be at a family function, and I see my teenage nieces, nephews, you, on their phones instead of trying to engage with their family. And I worry about that. I worry about a generation that thinks the world owes them something and they shouldn't have to work for it.
Or anything you're excited about?
Excited about. Having grandkids someday. In the very, very, very distant future. But the next generation.
All right, and at you, Nan?
I'm excited to see what technology will bring in the next 10 years. The speed at which things are developing keeps increasing. I'm worried that the teenagers of today and tomorrow all think they need to go to school, or go to college, and get a degree, and we're not going to have anybody left to build or fix anything.
Okay, Darren, what other topics or questions would it be neat to have teenagers in your generation talk about?
What was the question?
What other topics or questions would it be neat to have teenagers and your generation talk about?
Teenagers in our generation?
No, our generation.
For us to talk to teenagers with.
For us to talk to, okay.
I think history. History is crucial to learn where we've been so that we know where we're going. And I find that the teenagers nowadays are either not as interested in history or they're not being taught history.
And you, Mom?
Repeat the question.
What other topics or questions would be neat to have teenagers and your generation talk about?
Would be neat to have teenagers talk about. I think teenagers and kids in general need to stop quote-unquote whitewashing history. They need to stop getting offended by every little thing. You know, history is history, but we learn from it. But if you don't learn from it, you're doomed to repeat it. And I'm just concerned that certain things of history are being watered down and not really being taught the way that they should. And I think we have, unfortunately, an entire generation that is ignorant on things they should not be ignorant about.
All right, two more questions. What were you doing? This is directed to Mom. What were you doing during the 9/11 attacks?
I was working. I worked at a travel agency in Virginia that was actually in my owner's home. And my bosses were home. They were watching the news. Actually, no. They weren't home. Your dad called me. And he said, turn on the TV. I'm like, why? And he goes, turn on the TV. A plane just flew into the World Trade Center. And I turned on the TV, and I saw the second plane fly in. And then my bosses came home, and I just remember all of us just standing there riveted to the TV, watching the towers burn and watching people jump. And then when those towers collapsed, it was just unbelievable. I will never forget that day.
And Darren, what were you doing during the 9/11 attacks?
I was getting ready for work. Had the morning news on and saw the news flash come across that a plane just crashed into a building. And like the rest of most of the people, thought, what a tragic accident. And as the news was covering this tragic accident, another plane hit the other building. Mm-hmm. And then they knew at that point it was terrorism. And I did go to work that day and was working at a place that I could have a TV on and just keep updated on what was going on, because we didn't have smartphones and internet available.
All right, and the last question. How has the change in media affected your life? This is directed to Darren.
How has what?
The changing media affected your life.
What do you mean by changing? How has it changed?
Well, like, since it's changed since you were a child, like, how has it affected you as a person?
What do you mean? The way that media is delivered, or?
Anything. Just like media in general.
Well, it's a lot easier to access information now. When I was young and you had a question, you had to hunt and really try to find the answer. And nowadays, it's readily available to anybody that wants to look.
All right, and you, Mom?
I would agree with that. It's changed in that I don't just blindly believe what I hear on CNN. I don't just blindly believe what mainstream media reports. I challenge it. I find other sources. And I find alternate sources of news that actually don't lean too far politically left.
Okay. One more question. Your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know? This is directed to Mom.
Work hard. And if you want something, work for it. Don't expect it to be handed to you. Be willing to fight for what you want. And always do your best.
All right, and you, Darren?
I would say work hard. You can have anything in life you want. If you give other people enough of what they want.
All right, and that concludes the interview.